Someone told you knee pain is just getting older? They were wrong. The Joint Relief Institute offers fast joint pain relief covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
We say hello to Alex Zalbin, host and producer of the Comic Book Club podcast. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing great, Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning to you. I want to go see that Andy Kaufman movie, that Man in the Moon Jim Carrey played. I'm just thinking of REM now. That was such a good movie. And I have to revisit some movies that are streaming, but there are some new movies that are coming out as well. All I do, Alex, it seems, is watch TV. I got to hit the movies. What can I watch now?
Sure. So on Tuesdays, you get new movies, not streaming for quote unquote free. So you're not going to see them on HBO Max or Netflix or anything like that. But there are new movies that you can pay to rent or buy that are out today. So it's going to cost you like $25. But if you think about it in terms of a movie ticket, if your whole family's around, it's cheaper. The three big ones that are coming out today for the families, you got the Super Mario Galaxy movie, which I did see with my son. He lost his mind with one of the Easter eggs at the end, so it was very fun to watch. So if you want that experience at home, you can get that today. And two, I'm very excited that I had to see that I haven't seen yet. One is The Drama, which is a very mysterious drama movie starring Zendaya and Robert Pattinson. They're about to get married. A secret comes out, and it basically wrecks everything on the way to the marriage. So that's available today. And the last one is a sequel called Ready or Not 2, Here I Come. And if you didn't check out the first Ready or Not, it is great. It's a twisted horror take on Hide and Seek, starring Samara Weaving, that was a ton of fun. Now they have a sequel. Catherine Newton is in the mix as her sister. They're both in this deadly game of hide and seek. And I had such fun watching the first one. I'm very excited to catch the second one at home.
I got to see the Super Mario movie. I am an old, I love playing Mario games. I know. There, I'll admit it.
Me too. And you know, this movie has been an enormous success. I don't think it was as good as the first one, but at the same time, you get all the stuff you want. You hear the music, you see the characters, there's Easter eggs all over the place. It's Mario, Luigi, what more do you want?
Princess Peach?
Princess Peach and Princess Rosalina.
Oh yeah. There's a new princess.
Yes. Voiced by, oh my gosh, I'm blanking on her name, played Captain Marvel in Brie Larson. There we go.
Oh, I love her. She can do no wrong in my book. And I saw a preview of this movie. It's brand new. It's called The Odyssey. It's an upcoming fantasy action film. It's an adaptation of Homer's epic, The Odyssey. It is so not up my alley, and I saw the preview of it, and now that's all I can think about is I can't wait to see this movie.
It is going to be enormous. It's going to be one of the big hits of the summer. It's coming out July 17th, and it comes from Christopher Nolan, who did the Dark Knight trilogy, also Oppenheimer and many other things. And the cast, as usual, is absolutely stacked. It's led by Matt Damon as Odysseus, who is trying to make his way home from the Trojan War and gets waylaid a couple of times. That's the short version of the story. But you got Tom Holland, Robert Pattinson again, Lupita Nyong'o, Zendaya again, Charlize Theron, Anne Hathaway. It's wild. As a little side thing, I recently read a book called Circe that came out a couple of years ago, and it's a feminist retelling of the Odyssey. So I read that about last month, totally coincidentally, and it got me very excited to see the movie through that lens. So yeah, that's coming out. And the last thing that I'll mention about the movie, I don't know if tickets are still available because they put tickets on sale almost a year ago, but it's going to be shown in IMAX screens on 70mm film, and that's the sort of thing they did for Oppenheimer. It's gorgeous. It's enormous. That sold out every single showing, and I never got to see Oppenheimer in that format, so I'm really going to try to see The Odyssey that way if I can.
Yeah, it just looks, and boy, star-studded cast on this one.
Oh my gosh. And Christopher Nolan just, he films things like nobody else. Just everything from Inception to The Odyssey to Tenet to everything else. Just the scale is off the charts and you really don't get a bigger story than The Odyssey. So I'm excited to see what he does with it.
Yeah, I may actually go sit in a theater to watch that one. Wow. All right, we're going to take a quick break. Wendy Snyder sitting in for Bob Surratt. Bob returns tomorrow. We've got Alex Zalbin on the line, host and producer of the Comic Book Club podcast. And Alex, a little while ago, we spoke to senior national correspondent Brian Enten from News Nation. And there is this documentary, The Nancy Guthrie Mystery, that will be on the CW tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Central. And when we talked to Brian Enten, he said he spoke to an FBI agent who was the basis for the show The Mindhunter, which was such a great show that was on TV. In the late 70s, two FBI agents broadened the realm of criminal science by investigating the psychology behind murder. And what a great show that was, Mindhunter.
Oh my gosh, absolutely fantastic. Fantastic cast. Very disturbing, obviously, as it's dealing with serial killers. And that lasted for two seasons on Netflix, and it's a real bummer because I think people really wanted a third season, yeah. But they pretty definitively said, nope, it's over at this point. I'm still holding out hope. I feel like we might 5-10 years down the road, David Fincher will be like, maybe let's do come back. Let's do one more. But maybe that's delusional. I guess we'll see.
I don't know, because people are kind of obsessed with some of the criminals mm-hmm. that were featured on this. And it's not really uncommon these days to have a series or something. And then 6 years later, you know, oh, here's season three. It's weird.
Well, and they did develop or were working in some fashion on a third season, if I remember correctly.
I thought so.
So there's some sort of work done there. So David Fincher, get to work, you know, finish it up. We want Mindhunter season three.
And there's another show that I'm pretty sure a listener brought this up a few weeks too. You had mentioned this. The Night Agent is wrapping up.
Yeah, this is a little bit of a surprise, I think, because The Night Agent, it's a show on Netflix. It's been an enormous hit for the streamer. It's about an FBI agent who is taking on dangerous assignments as part of a counterintelligence group called Night Action. It's created by Sean Ryan, who has a long history of making really reliable, really good TV. But they made the decision to end it with the currently in production fourth season. We don't know exactly when it's going to come out, but the show has been pretty regular, so I would bet sometime next year, though with a little asterisk, we'll see. But yeah, huge hit for three seasons. You can watch all three seasons on Netflix now, but the fourth season will be the final one.
And Daredevil, Born Again, what's going on with that and what is that?
Sure. So this is a reboot of the Netflix show, but now in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. It's streaming on Disney Plus. It is wrapping up its second season tonight. The finale episode is going to premiere at 9. It is about a blind lawyer by day, vigilante by night. He played by Charlie Cox. He is fighting the kingpin of crime, played by Vincent D'Onofrio, who has basically taken over New York City as mayor, but also with his anti-vigilante task force. That's the short version of it. I've been a little mixed on this second season. It's been a bit wobbly. The pacing's been a little bit weird, but I did get a chance to watch the finale that comes out tonight, and without spoiling anything, it is phenomenal. It is legitimately one of the best things Marvel has done in years. I was thrilled. I was on my edge of my seat the entire time. So I don't know if listeners necessarily who have skipped it want to go back and watch 7 hours of television tonight before it premieres. But if you do, if you got the time, might be worth catching up, because I think a lot of people are going to be buzzing about it after it streams tonight, because there's some big, big surprises.
All right. That sounds cool. And what is The Terror, Devil in Silver?
Sure. This is one of the weirder anthologies that's come out over the past couple of years. It's on AMC, and it started with a done-in-one season about the real lost expedition of Sir John Franklin in the Arctic in the 1800s, where everybody disappeared. Surprisingly, they created a second season that was unrelated other than being something terrible happening that focused on the internment of the Japanese-American community in World War II. Now it's back with a third, again, entirely unrelated season. This time, it follows a man named Pepper, who is wrongfully committed to a psychiatric hospital, and he has to deal with the patients, the doctors, as well as supernatural. The thing that's really intriguing about it is it stars Dan Stevens, who is one of the weirder, more interesting actors working today. People might know him from Downton Abbey, or he was in the Beauty and the Beast adaptation, but he tends to do a lot of weird horror stuff as well, and he's starring in the show. That is going to be premiering Friday on AMC Plus and Shudder. So you have to be subscribed to one of those services, which you may or may not be, but you can get it as a plug-in other places like Prime Video, I believe. So definitely something I'm intrigued to check out when that premieres on Friday.
All right. And real quickly here, I know this is, I've talked about this almost every time I speak to you, but listeners, give The Boys a chance. It's superheroes. They're nasty people and just some great acting. It's kind of gross, but there's a new episode coming up Wednesday.
Yeah, new episodes premiere on Wednesday. We are getting towards the end of the final season. If I have my count correctly, there are three episodes left, and that's it. Again, I've seen most of this season, not the finale, but this is another big one. Some big stuff goes down. So if you're a fan of the show, definitely watch it as close to live as you possibly can. And the other thing that's a little bit of a bummer that came out recently, you and I have talked about Gen V, the college set spinoff series. And sadly, that got canceled last week after two seasons. We will see those characters pop up at some point on this final season of The Boys, but otherwise that's it for that show.
And The Boys is on what streaming?
Oh, Prime Video. That's
okay.
On Prime Video.
That's right.
Yes.
All right. Well, a pleasure to talk to you as usual, and thanks for joining me on Sundays. I appreciate that as well.
Yeah, I always love chatting, Wendy. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Alex Zalbin, host and producer of the Comic Book Club podcast. Go ahead and check it out at comicbookclublive.com.